Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivig Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and for Shleim Leliyahu Ben Sora, and Leilui Nishmas Malko Basar Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shleim Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Leo Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Monoyach, and Sorobas Reb Yecheskel. We begin, actually, this evening is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and tomorrow night we begin the reciting of the Kapitel Dovid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimi'iro, Kapitel Chof Zayin in Tehillim. And there's a pasuk there which I think can help us understand two dimensions and one very relevant dimension to all of us of the inyan of bitochen. Dovid HaMelech says, "Im tachane olai machane lo yiro libi." If an encampment will come upon me, I guess in preparation for war, I won't be afraid. My heart will not fear. V'im tokum olai milchomo, and if they will actually rise up to do battle with me, b'zoysani voitech. In you, in Hashem, l'dovir Hashem, oiri v'yishi, that Hashem is my light and my salvation, I am boiteach in that, I am boiteach in you, that I will be protected. It sounds like there are two different aspects of this. One is, I won't be afraid. The other one goes even beyond that, b'zoysani boiteach, I will be full of bitochon. And it sounds like two different expressions. Well, we find in Parsha Shoftim, the Parsha that we're going to read this Shabbos, that one of the lavin that the Torah lists is, it's listed as Shaloi Larois Velifchoid Bamilchomo, the Sefer HaChinuch brings. Not to be afraid in a time of Milchomo, at a time of war. A person is going to war, and of course there's an enemy that is armed and ready to attacking. We're told that we're not allowed to have, it's a love in the Torah, it's an absolute chiv upon us, choivo oleinu lehisgaber kenegdom ulishazek v'lamud bifneim, and we're not to be afraid. We have to stand up to them. The Torah says it again in another place, loiti rom, do not be afraid of them. And the Sefer HaChinuch in his Shoresh HaMitzvah, where he gives us a tam and to elis, a reason and a benefit of the mitzvah, says as follows: Mishroshei haMitzvah sheyesh l'kol echad miYisrael losum b'Hashem yisbarach miftochoi. Every Jew, everyone, this is referring to everyone, should put in Hashem, place in Hashem his trust. V'lo yiro al gufoi, and not to be afraid of his bodily security. Protection, lo yira al gufoi, b'mokem sheyucha loses kovod l'Hashem baruch hu ul'amoi, in a place where he could bring kovod to Hashem and to the Klal Yisrael, he shouldn't be afraid for his bodily security. He shouldn't be afraid that anything's going to happen to him. He should not have any fear. That seems to say two things over here. He should have bitochon, but the emphasis of the or the type or the level of bitochon is below yira al gufo, not to be afraid. In fact, the chinuch, when he explains at the end how this, where this mitzvah is noyeg and who is violating it, he says v'ha'oiver al zeh, the one who violates this mitzvah, v'hizchil lachshoiv u'laharir u'lahavhil atzme b'lchomo, a person who violates this mitzvah and he begins to think and to have hirhurim, after all kinds of thoughts of concern, when he's a little bit bewildered, beholo, he's in a little bit of a beholo in this milchoma, he's concerned, he's worried, he's afraid, he's overwhelmed, he's anxious. Over alav zeh, v'on shoy godol me'oid, he says, he's over on this love, and it's a very serious avera at that. What is the avera? It seems that the avera is that at a time when there is a danger facing him, and he is hischil, he begins thoughts, He begins hirurim, he has machshavos. He begins the process of getting a little bit overwhelmed and anxious in this milchoma. He's over on this lav because the Torah said, lo yisaroit v'lo yilfached v'lo yitiro'um b'milchoma. So therefore it seems that from the Sefer HaChinuch, that the type of bitochen that he's talking about here is not the bitochen that he is sure of the outcome. He does not mention any place that he's assured that he's going to succeed, that he's assured that he's going to survive in this milchoma. That's not what it says. It says, to put his bitochen in him, to what? And not to be afraid al gufoy, when he's doing something which is bringing kovid shamayim or kovid to klal Yisrael. And he gives in the, when you're over, what is the avera? How do you violate this thing? By beginning to think and to be maharer and to become anxious and in beholo, in the milchoma, then you're over. It does not sound at all that the way he violates this is by not being certain that he's going to survive the milchoma or succeed at the milchoma. That does not seem to be the discussion. We're not talking about that level of bitochen. So talking about a level of bitochen, which at least assures him and says, that's nothing to be afraid of. I'm not afraid. I'm doing something l'kovet shamayim. I'm doing something l'kovet klal Yisrael. And therefore, I'm not even beginning to think. I'm at peace with myself. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. There's no haskolo afilu lachshoyv ulaharer ulahavil atzmoy in this situation. And if there is, he violates this love. I believe that the lesson here is very profound and very relevant. We all understand how a person doesn't have to worry if he is absolutely confident that Hashem will deliver for him. He'll deliver him from the milchoma. He'll deliver his needs. He'll grant him his heart's desires. Then, of course, there's nothing to worry about. That's, of course, not a very easy level to achieve. It's quite difficult to be 100% sure that Hashem is going to listen to my tefillah, going to listen to my desire, and going to absolutely protect me from whatever danger I may face. That's a very high level. But we're not talking about a person who reached that level. And the Torah is not commanding us to be on this level. As I believe that the Chazon Ish writes in the beginning of his Maimer on Bitochen, in Amuna Bitochen, he says that it's not there's no choivo to be sure about a osibilti mukhra, about an unknown future, because we don't know what Hashem has in mind. Mi yodea mishpatei Hashem ugmolo yisov yisborach. We don't know. So we're not talking about that level of bitochen. That's not an imperative. That's not an absolute. That's a desired goal. That's a mitzvah rabba. That's a very, very, an amazingly powerful source of achievement of our desires and menuchas hanefesh in the ultimate. But not everybody necessarily is obligated in that, as the Chazon Ish says. And the Sefer HaChinuch does not say that that's the gather of the love. The gather is, I'm not 100% sure, but I dare not. I am not in the slightest. I haven't even begun the haskolo lachshoy v'laharer v'lahavir atzmoy b'milchomo. Because if I've begun lahasil v'lachshoy v'laharer, then I have violated the love, according to what the Chinuch says. So here we have, I'm still not sure what's going to happen. I may not make it through this milchoma, but knowing that Hashem is in control, and knowing, as Reb Chaim Soloveitchik used to say, that every bullet has an address, and I dare say every virus also has an address, and knowing full well that Hashem is in control, and knowing full well that Hashem is molei chesed harachamim, and knowing full well that kol mada oved rachmano letavo, everything Hashem does is for the good. So therefore, I'm not concerned. I'm doing the mitzvah. I'm going to the kovet shemayim. I'm going for the kovet of klal Yisrael, and nothing concerns me. If you ask me, do I know what the results will be? The answer is no. I'm not sure that the results will be in my favor or in the positive that I perceive my favor, but I know one thing, doesn't faze me. I'm not pulsed in the slightest. I'm not in any way concerned. There's no beginning even of a hirhur or machshava. An amazing level, knowing that I still am not sure of what the results will be. And it seems from the Sefer HaChinuch, since this is a mitzvah, and this mitzvah is not for giants of Jewish history and super tzaddikim, but it's a mitzvah, a lot actually, in the Torah for each and every Jew, for each and every person. Over out there, that's it. Anyone who's over all of this is, and he says this, I guess, b'chol mokom, b'chol zman. No, it doesn't say, I guess, b'chol mokom, b'chol zman. It says, when they're all at Mosom. But anyway, so this seems to be that everyone is capable of this. We are all capable. At least when we're doing something good, when we're doing something which is l'kovet shomayim or l'kovet am Yisrael, that we're capable of actually controlling our anxiety, our emotions, our natural fears, which should be there. We have a milchoma. The milchoma here is providing the fear. It's not providing the uplift of being secure, but it's providing the fear. That's the backdrop. That's the stage. There's what to be afraid of. Im tachane olai machane lo yiro libi. I will not be afraid. I'm not even yet on im tochum olai milchoma bezoisani boteach. I'm not up to the next level. But lo yiro libi. That means each and every one of us has the power to achieve tranquility, to achieve menuchas hanefesh, to achieve the absolute removal of our anxiety, not even to allow the beginnings of the thoughts that lead to that anxiety to take place. That is within our power. And that power is not based on the knowledge that everything will work out for our benefit. Rather, that power is based on the knowledge that Hashem is in control of everything. And I believe that this is something that's so relevant to us in so many ways today. We don't look at ourselves as super tzaddikim. We find sometimes when we talk about the higher echelons and achievements of bitochin that they seem so remote and so far. We're energized by the fact that the Chofetz Chaim says, "Kivsi gedol habitochin kach gedol ha'slocha," that it's not all or nothing, that to the degree that you do achieve it, it's to that degree there's ha'slocha, but we're concerned. We're not fully confident. We can't say that we're sure of the result. Therefore, we're anxious, and therefore we're worried, and therefore we're constantly thinking, and sometimes we're in a state of bahola, of a state of total confusion. And the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that the Torah says that it's within our power to prevent even the haschola of those feelings, not because we know that for sure everything's going to be working out the way we want it, but just because we know that Hashem is in control. And I think that that concept of Hashem is in control of everything, and Hashem is molei chesed v'rachamim, and kol ma de'ovid rachmono letav ovid, whatever it is that Hashem does, is all and always for our good, that can be a source of continued, ongoing menuchas hanefesh in the face of the gravest of dangers. Kol zman, we know that when I do the Rosh Hashem, and I do what I have to do, when I'm going l'kovet shamayim, I'm doing it for Klal Yisrael, and I would say that that probably extends to the things I do for my family, and the things I do for my community, and the mitzvahs that I do, certainly in a public way, which are Kiddush Hashem, and the restraint that I have from doing an Aveira, which can be considered Chilul Hashem. All of these, in all of these circumstances, it seems that the Torah assures us that we have the capability to rid ourselves of all of the confusion, of all of the hirhurim, and all of the thoughts, all of the beholas, and all of the anxieties, in order to be able to go about our business with a complete confidence that we're doing what's right, and Hashem is in control. And even though I cannot be confident, I haven't reached that level of bezeis ani voteach, but I say, tachane olei machane loy hiro libi. I can control, in a total sense, the fear that I shouldn't have, that would be normal to have, but I can control it, that fear and that anxiety. And I believe that this is something that in all times, and especially in times of difficulty, which we are certainly still going through, there are many communal, if not global, reasons for anxiety, and certainly everybody has their own individual reasons. But to be aware that the Torah assures us that we have that power to rise above that should energize us and should give us the strength that we should be able to, in fact, rise above it. And hopefully that we will rise to the next level of Bezeis Ani Voteach, to come to an even higher level and stronger level of Bitochon, where we feel confident and assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let us down.